Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You're now tuning to Angry Fans Radio. I'm here with my co-host.
It's your girl, Wing, in the building. Let's get the show started.
For all those away, though, we got XL put a blog out today, and he said he's not on URL no more. They dropped him or some shit like that. So he's going to be calling up so we can see what the hell is going on with that. I don't know how bad that is, though. I mean, they helped him with anything, so I don't know how bad that is.
That is, like, crazy to me. What I don't, you know, I don't really understand. I guess I know that Norv said that they were going to be dropping some people, but that's, like, kind of left field for me. That's not somebody that I was expecting to be, I guess, let go. I mean, I would like to know what the conversation was between him and Norv. Like, why?
Okay, of course. So we should got him calling up. We also got another guest coming on. After he goes off, we'll say him right before he come on and show you niggas don't want to miss it. He got a story to get off his chest, too. We got a plan for him. The show should be over at 10 o'clock. It's just these two right here. But that whole Excel shit is, that Excel shit is out of left field. Yeah, that shit is kind of crazy, especially after UFF. A lot of people saying he was getting jerked and shit.
Man, I mean, UFF was such a good look for him, for real. I mean, seriously, I just don't see how that's one of your star, you know, star
people.
Well,
I can see how. I mean, I can definitely see how, like, he doesn't have the main stage presence and all that. People are not going to, like, really adapt to him on the main stage. His style isn't for that. It's for the small room. That's the main thing I would be able to see, really.
Well,
you're trying to sell tickets. You're trying to sell tickets. It's not about battle rap no more. Now it's about money. So they don't really care who's nice and who's not nice. They care about who's going to sell the tickets. You keep Dot, but you drop XL. It makes perfect sense.
Okay. If you say so. But I where you coming
sense.
From. I totally get where you coming from.
Money has totally just like, went crazy, man. I don't understand the shit.
Just fuck this game all the way up. Wow. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that.
But I don't know, man. Any calls, I want to hear what other people were saying. Because Chris Unbiased was like, when I said it, Chris was like, that's not, I shouldn't be surprised. Like, shouldn't be surprised. What are you talking about, my nigga? Like, the nigga, you know, she said he's not marketable. Like, that's fucking retarded to me. And that's what URL is going by. Them niggas have lost their fucking mind. But that's what everything is based off of now. That's fucking crazy and shit, you like me.
Man, I don't even, I, you know what? Like you said, they got a master plan. They know what they want. That's fine. That's not somebody that I could have seen, you know, that's not something I just would have seen. I'm sorry. I just don't. Kenny, what's your thoughts on it?
I mean, it's getting weird now. I don't know if these contracts aren't specific enough because every one of the dudes I hear that were or are under it, it seems to be you can battle on other leagues. Now, I mean, I guess it's whatever league you came up in. For him, I guess it would be Trap House or whatever, and you can take some other battles depending on it. You know, these are grown men. They are fully aware, you know what I'm saying? I guess literally, with the exception of Chess, these are all adult males. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're aware what they're signing. But I guess it works both ways. If they're under the impression that they'll be battling X amount of times a year for X amount of dollars, it factors into their decision into signing these contracts. And if one end isn't holding up their bargain, it usually leads to the other end isn't going to hold up their bargain. It's unfortunate because, you know, except one of them dudes, not me, up-and-coming dudes that, you know, niggas want to see, and niggas want to see on URLs. But,
right, we got XL getting ready to call up.
Okay.
This shit is fucked up, man. Shit is fucked up.
You know, and to speak on that contract situation, I mean, everybody, yeah, you do have
Well, hold on, because we don't know for sure. Let's see what he's going to say about the contract. Cause we don't know for sure, for sure. Let's see what he says.
All right.
I bet he even got anything to do with it.
All right, well, hold on 1 minute. 617-233.
Yo, it's me. What up, guys?
Yo,
what's up, huh? What's popping with y'all, man?
Chilling. We seen your blog on Facebook, so what's going on?
Yeah, well, all right. Long story short, like I said on my blog on Facebook, me and URL, like, it's no shot. Like I said, it's no shock, no disrespect, because I'm a man. I carry myself like a man, so I'm not going to disrespect you guys. You understand what I'm saying? I just want to say that first and foremost, like, because most people be on that, fuck this nigga, I'm not going to say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas put me on TV. They definitely help boost my stock. But at the same time, how I want to move and the things I'm being offered to me that I have to turn down, and I'm not in a position to turn down any money, and how they want to do their company, it's two totally different things. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in a position to say, no, I can't turn down $1,500, $2,000. I don't know nobody who is. You understand what I'm saying? To sit and wait for somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. And how they want to brand their thing is two different things. Like, I spoke to Norbs on the private, humble. I spoke to Beasley on the private, humble. It just went public after I heard another battle rapper come to me and say, yo, such and such said you was fired, son.
A battle rapper?
Huh?
A battle rapper told you?
Yeah, I'll put it like that. I had a conversation. Then I went to an event the day after having the conversation, and I spoke to a battle rapper, and the battle rapper basically told me the result of my conversation without me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I came to
niggas like a man and was like, yo, this is my situation. Can y'all work with me? Ah, boom. Then I got whatever, we had our little discussion. So I'm thinking that's that. So I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to make it public. I'm not going to do this big ordeal, because at the end of the day, we had this conversation in private like men do. You see what I'm saying? I pulled you around, or basically pulled you around the corner out of this conversation. Now, when I go to the event the next day and I hear such and such, other people coming up to me like, yo, such and such said, you know, you don't want to take your walking papers. Then I ask niggas to take, you know what I'm saying? They such and such said they gave you walking papers. Damn, cuz. And then another bad rapper, damn, it sucks that you're not going to be with us on that January card. So I thought about that for a minute, and then I said, you know what, fuck it. Since niggas is already telling my business, why not take it to the people? Why not just put exactly what was said to me on the post to the people? Because a lot of shit happens behind closed doors, but nobody will speak to the people. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody goes, like, the only way you tear down a major corporation, or you, and I'm not trying to tear URL down, so I don't want nobody to mince my words. What they laid down is already in cement. You can't tear that shit down. Snoop Dogg and all these niggas tried, the shit didn't work, so my little black ass can't do it. So what I'm saying is, whenever you want results from a major company, you don't deal with the company. You go directly to the people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every major company's biggest fear is the media. Why? Because if the media starts talking bad about that company, nobody's going to go fuck with them no more. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I said, yo, since niggas is already telling my business, and niggas, my business is out in the street, why not go to the people? Why not just put it out there? Fuck it. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants to know. Everybody's going to want to know eventually, you see what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going to want to know. So it's no disrespect to URL. It's no, like, the contracts are what they are. Like, if to the, anybody that can do that, more power to you. But at the same time, if you want to move around and you want to touch different areas and fan bases and you want to be around to do certain things, I can't speak for nobody else. I can only speak for me. I can only say that. Right now, where I'm at in my life right now, I'm not working. I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I'm in the streets, or I'm battle rapping to feed my kids. I can't feed my kids with three events a year.
Okay, but so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because like you said, you want to talk about it, we're going to talk about it. So, but you signed a contract, right? A contract, right?
But,
so in that contract, did you not, was it like exclusive? I mean, was it exclusive? Was it something that allowed you to kind of venture or work with the homies?
All right. I'm not going to, you can, from as far as my contract, my contract had a lot of different clauses and shit. But I could battle on my home league, and I could basically battle anywhere as long as it wasn't two URL niggas battling on somebody else's card. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't battle Steens on World Battle League's card. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, which was understandable. But my thing is this. Are you guys pushing artists?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Since we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it. Do they push artists?
They're
saying that they're marketing you.
Do they market artists? Or do the artists market themselves and then they market the content that is placed on their channel?
Hmm.
Because if they say they're marketing artists, then why the fuck do they tell us PG niggas that we have to market ourselves and blog more and be in tune with the fans? Shouldn't they be taking care of that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because when a label signs you and they market you, you don't have to do shit but show up and rap, nigga. Kendrick Lamar don't have to put in his bid to go to Jay Leno. Not saying I'm as big as Kendrick Lamar. But Kendrick Lamar don't have to call up Jay Leno and say, "Yo, Jay Leno, I'm going to your show in 2 weeks. You got some space for me?" His label already takes care of that. All he got to do is show up and have a good interview. Us PG battle rappers, we have to do our own blogging. We got to get our own fans. We got to get our own face. We got to get our own managers. We have to field our own Facebooks. A lot of them don't have PR training, so a lot of niggas go on Facebooks and say shit that could potentially hurt their career, but they have no development because nobody's trying to develop us. But they'll take our battles and push them shit and then say, "Look, we got you 500,000 views." No, you didn't, because 300,000 of them 500,000 views are subscribers of the URL. They don't like me, XL. They like the next URL battle. Mm. See what I'm saying? KOTD fans, King of the Dot fans, and I'm not comparing. I'm just saying, like, you got fans of a nigga like Daylight or something. You can say everybody says it for them. Everybody says what they want to say about the nigga Daylight, right? But the nigga Daylight's fans are fans of him. Daylight could battle in the motherfucking parking lot and still get the same amount of love he gets if he battled on King of the Dot main stage. Why? Because Daylight's fans are fans of Daylight. Wherever he goes, they follow him. URL has fans of URL. That's why they can shit on Charlie Clips when he has a bad battle, because they don't give a fuck because they're fans of URL. They're not fans of the individual. Yes, there are fans of individuals, but there are a lot of fans that are just battle rap fans that just want to battle in general. And URL, they're just fans of URL. Like, URL drops some new. You don't give a fuck what it is. Did you really want to see Shotgun Sugar and Bill Collector rap at each other? No, you didn't. But you watched it because it was URL. If Shotgun Sugar versus Bill Collector was on the small league, niggas, that shit wouldn't have got 300,000 views like that. No. No way. But it's on URL, so people watch that shit. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. That's why some rappers can go off URL and only do. That's why I do more numbers than a rapper who hasn't been, like a URL rapper who goes off URL and battles. I check all the numbers. I do more numbers than them sometimes. How? And I'm a PG nigga. How? How do I have a 100,000 view battle under my belt before I even touch URL? And some of these niggas can't do the same off URL. They can't do it. How is that? Does that mean that Charlie Clips fans are fans of him? Because if all Charlie Clips fans are fans of Charlie Clips and they diehard Charlie Clips fans, shouldn't he do 1 million views wherever he goes?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
He doesn't. He doesn't though. He doesn't, though, because the fans are fans of the channel. That's why niggas do more views on URL, because they have more subscribers.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
It.
That's what
That's
it comes
it.
Down to.
That's it. But I'm just saying. I'm talking about off. Like, this is not a shy at any of them rappers, but let's take Clips, for instance. He got a battle with Rex. That shit did 600,000 in a day. Then he got a battle with Illmatic. Oh, then he had a battle with Illmatic, and Illmatic did, like, that shit did 100,000. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. It's tough.
Yo,
but,
were you under the impression that you would be battling more often on URL than you did?
Yes and no. I mean, I kind of foreseen the future. Like, I seen where it was going to go type shit. Like, I just seen, like, and then on top of that, I seen the things I was getting off, but I seen a lot of shit, so I was just like, yo, it's just not a good, it's just, for me, it's just not a good look. You know what I'm saying? And I see how it's going to go. So I was just trying to make it happen. I was just trying to do what was best for me. Like I said, there's no shot. I was just trying to do what was best for me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
At the end of the day.
So if you had battled more there, it wouldn't be a problem, I take it. Or are you more mad at the fact that the business is out? You was training from other battles.
If the business wasn't out, I would have just... If the business wasn't out, I would
like...
Yeah. That conversation didn't get leaked, I would have just moved accordingly. It still would be what it is. It just wouldn't be a big hoopla about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then, but at the same time, like, I want to fuck with them, but at the same time, like, I don't want to be stuck doing warm-ups. I don't want to go from PGs. I don't want to go from PGs to do 5 warm-ups in a row.
So, I mean, what were you trying to do on the main stage?
And never see. Yeah, why not? That's why we do this shit.
So, question.
Why not?
How do you feel
like
about
they,
people saying that you don't have enough performance to get on the main stage?
Did A-Verb the first time he got on the main stage versus Charlie Clips?
Oh, good answer, no? Okay.
A-Verb looked terrible the first time he battled on the big stage, no?
Uh-huh.
A lot of them niggas looked terrible that first time in Madness, no? They didn't know how to deal with that crowd, right?
But that's the whole reason why you got on the main
stage. But they
learned.
But they learned, right? So why can't they do that with us?
Mm.
The only way you're going to learn how to deal with the fire is to be put in it.
But that's where development comes in.
How are they developing us? Giving us PGs?
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just throwing it out there. That's where the development comes in.
That's where the
but because you
in.
Were on the team, there was no development plan. I mean, after you signed the contract, there was no plan to say we're going to do X, Y, Z for you at this stage.
I didn't hear none of that. None of that. It was just URL. It was just, we're going to get these battles. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Certain battles I tried to get got shunned. Certain shit I tried to bring to the table got dubbed. I'm like, fuck it, man. You know?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
so,
So it was a combo. So what convo leaked?
Huh?
What was the convo that leaked? That pretty much leaks, in other words.
The convo was just, I just came, it was just the same shit. I came at North, said, yo, North, I can't really do the URL shit. I can't really, the way y'all move is not how I would see it. And then, I came at him first. I had the conversation first with him.
Okay. And then
and then other things were said.
Okay.
But from there, that's what made me go on Facebook. That's what made me put the post up.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
So question though. So did you, when you left Norms, you pretty much, that was pretty much it right there?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, I had a quick
little
conversation.
You left him regardless. You had left him. It was just the fact that you left him, and then he told other people that you left, and it got back
I was figuring on some, like, if I come to you on some man shit, my nigga, like, how can you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Going to another battle than it does.
Yeah, that's not his business.
Yeah, okay. Well, he said he was making cuts. Niggas just ain't think it was you.
Nah, it was more so a mutual thing too. So I don't want people to be like, "Oh, they wound, it was more a mutual thing. Like, I had a conversation with them. I'm like, yo, this is my plan. This is what I want to do. And he's like, and I understand what y'all want to do, and it's not a fit. So I'm a man, I'm man enough to say that and walk away from it, and at the end of the day, not have no malice or no bad blood from them guys. You know what I mean?
Okay. How often do you want to battle?
I'll probably get in once every, like, 2 months, once a month, you know what I mean? Once every two. Like, I got a couple big things lined up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I got Cortez lined up in February. I got JC lining up, maybe JC. And I got Shoddy. Me and Shoddy going to go. So,
yeah,
I got them three. Yeah, and then I got Danny Myers in May on the KOTD.
Okay, stop right there. Let me ask a question. When did the Danny Myers get solidified?
Like a couple of weeks ago. But see, what happened was it wasn't like Lush One hit me himself. The investor, the dude Nakia, I think y'all had him on the show. He hit me himself and was like, yo, bro, I'm going to keep it real. This is exactly what he said to me. He said, yo, the card is locked. But so many people hit me up and said, we want you on this card that I'm hitting you up. I have to hit you up and put you on this card. The card was already locked, but he said so many people was saying my name to him that he had to hit me up. So that's why I did it. Because I'm like, yo, the people, I'm a servant of the people. I'm not a servant of no league.
Right.
I want that to be known. I do what the people want. I do what the people want to do. I do what the people want me to do.
So what you going to battle over there on that card?
When?
At the Boston
shit? Danny Myers.
Yeah. Well, you battle Danny Myers in Boston?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to be moving. Y'all going to see me. It ain't like I'm stepping away from the game. I'm just not going to do it on that channel no more. Like, if later, eventually, I don't rule nothing out. If later, down the line, some shit comes up and we can talk and build and get back to where we at, or I'm better in a better position where I can work how they would like me to, or we can see eye to eye somehow, we can rock.
Was that the conversation, the last conversation you had with any URL staff, like, you know, it's an amicable split, you know,
definitely. Okay. I spoke to them. It was good luck. You know, I talked to Beasley. My name is still good over there. It's nothing bad. I don't want nobody to think that me and niggas had beefs and all that. Nah, it ain't nothing like that, man. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's an amicable split.
Now being on both sides of it, you've done it. You know, you stepped away from it. Overall, would you say the contracts are really beneficial for both parties involved?
They're beneficial for both parties. Yes, they're beneficial. Yes, for URL, of course, because they keep their talent, and they're beneficial for some cats that want to be on URL that don't see no other way. See, I make music, so me touching as many, I got in this to be a promotional event for my music. You understand what I'm saying? So me touching as many fan bases as possible was the goal. You see what I'm saying? I didn't get in this to just be on Smack. Like, I got in this to touch as many fan bases as possible. Then when it's time to drop my music, I can have at least a core fan base that I can go off. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if your goal, now we all know, because we're all battle rap fans, there are kids growing up and people that get into the game that just want to battle rap and just want to be on Smack. Right? And if that's the case, and if that's what you want to do, then you go do that. Sign that contract, sign whatever. And it's not a slave deal. I don't want to even say that. You can negotiate your deal, and if they agree, they agree. It's whatever. It's not what people think it is. So I'm not going to say that neither. But like I said, like, you sign your contract, and I'm going to say another thing. Some people's styles will only permit them to battle on URL. They can't battle everywhere. Some people's style.
They can't battle anywhere else?
Tay Rock can battle on King of the Dot.
I don't know.
Tay Rock can't battle nowhere else but URL. The style doesn't permit for it.
Hey, question, XL.
Yes, sir.
I'm not really looking at it like that. I was gonna say you said your goal was to make it to the main stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel main stage battles better than the small room, you think, with the microphones and the crowds?
No. Small rooms is better. What I meant by main stage, I just meant like being in the top tier realm, top tier aura battle, top tier nigga.
Wherever we battle at, top.
You know what I mean? But the big stage kind of fucks up better. Right? If you don't know how to control it, then the big stage definitely fucks up battle rap. Like, if you're up there and you think you're just going to get your balls off, like, that's not going to happen. You got some type of crowd.
Okay.
You know
what I'm saying? Question, do you think it'll be smart for people to have lawyers before they sign contracts? How you feel about
that? It's always good to have a lawyer before you sign a contract. It's always good. You know what I'm saying? Any contract, I don't give a fuck what it is. If you're exchanging your talent for goods or money or anything, always have somebody who knows what they're looking at to look at this shit.
Right.
Because a lot of times contracts use double speak, double talk, and double language. So it will have you all confused. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it was the opportunity to be able to battle the more established, bigger name dudes in the league that you were looking for. Not so much the stage itself. It's just the opportunity and the option of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the opportunity, man. You know.
All right.
And that's it, man. But, yeah, man, I'm glad I got to chop it up with y'all. It's the only interview I'm doing, so this is it. About this topic. So I figured I'd give it to y'all before anybody else.
That's what it is. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I fucks with y'all, man. But, yeah, man, I'm here, man. Check September, man. I mean, February, man. I'll be back on here to fucking talk about this Cortez shit.
Okay.
You already know, man. I'll probably be at you in January because I got some other things popping off. As soon as I get something popping off, I'm going to fuck with y'all, man. You all ready?
That's good. We got you, man. Hey, you be safe out there, man.
Well, good luck. All right, salute.
Yes, sir. All right, peace, y'all.
Hello.
Peace.
Damn, man, this shit is crazy.
She is not, but she, I don't know, it's a gift and it's a curse.
That's true.
In order to
before we take the second caller, let's take a couple of fan calls and see, and y'all can debate with them, see what people think about it.
Okay.
Well, I'll make sure the other callers are straight.
270-889.
270. Hello.
You're on.
What's up? Oh, man, my phone give me like that every time. I'm calling in to listen and shit. What's good, though? What's up? Who is that, Alita?
Whoa, that's Wayne.
Who is this?
Wayne, this Ken. What's up, fam?
Yo, that's Wayne. It's Angry Fan. What's up, yo? What you think about this whole XL interview, B?
Man, shit. You said what, fam?
How you feel about the XL interview, bro?
Ah, man, I ain't gonna even flex. I just got a chance to call in. That's why I said, shit, I'm trying to call in and listen here. But, I don't really, you know what I'm saying, really get to check that motherfucker. I miss it. I'm gonna have to, when y'all put it up on the site, I'm gonna go in there and listen to it and shit. I'll definitely let you know, though.
That's what it is, bro. That's what it is.
Man, shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I was calling in, you know, to check my girl out and shit, too, Shell and shit. I just got free and shit, so I just called in.
That's what it is. But yo, man, we appreciate you calling in, bro.
Man, that's what it is, fam. Shit, shouts out to y'all, though, man. Y'all keep doing y'all motherfucking thing, though, man, and putting on for battle rap, period, though.
That's what it is.
All right, for sure. That's what it is, man.
Damn, what number was that just sitting in?
Wow.
All righty
then.
Uh-oh, but you're
working.
413-342. Y'all don't want to talk, and then people wonder why we go with certain numbers. All right, 212-731.
Hello.
What's good? What's good?
Not much, man. That he just basically broke down, you know, what URL has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I see what it is, though. You know, like you said, they kept Dot, but they got rid of him. So it's not about lyrics anymore.
But look, if you think about it, they didn't get rid of him, though. Now that I'm listening to him.
Are you saying the contract didn't just work in his favor, obviously?
Yeah.
Right?
It didn't work for him, that, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
He said it's just the way that it's weird not thinking
about
it.
He's a high caliber battle rapper, man. Three battles a year? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for his
right
skill, he's gonna have to at least do battle like once or twice a month. Like it'd be taking Mook like 4 or 5 months to write. You know what I'm saying? That's why he don't take battles back to back like that, because he need time to write.
It's more about
So caller.
So do you think battle rap is more of a business?
It always been, man. Anytime it's a business, it's always money, and money got to fuel the business for it to move forward. So, and if it calls for adjustments and cuts to keep that money coming in, that's what they're gonna do.
So it's not about nice. So it's not even about if you're nice anymore. It's more about if you're marketable.
Basically, look at the hip hop. Hip hop is just the same way.
Mm-hmm.
If they're trying to dumb everybody down to make a dollar, that's what they're gonna do. That's just what it is, bro. It's fucked up, but what can you do?
There's some crazy shit.
So it ain't going to be the purest form after a while, now is it?
Yeah.
You know, that's just, you know, but I guess they, after 2015 rolling, they're just going to have a whole new roster that they want to manage and push and try to, I guess, you know, make this shit either better or... It is what it is, man. It's crazy to me, though, but I didn't see that coming. Not XL. I can't even front. I was thinking Dot for XL.
See, but people like, I fuck with Dot, yo.
But he ain't my type of battle. I'm sorry.
No, me either, but Dot, I think I'll be rocking with Dot. I ain't going front, son.
I'll prefer Chess over Dot.
Yo, son, what you think about Gwitty?
I saw his battle with Chess.
Okay.
Gwitty wordplay, I think I called in a couple of days ago. Gwitty wordplay is sick. And I actually gave that to Gwitty, slightly.
Yo, I didn't even know Gwitty could rap. I thought he was just a hype man. I didn't think he was like that.
You got to see his battle with that dude, Money. He got a battle with, I think, G-Money or something like that
on
We Go Hard.
D-Money?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. I know his last name, Money. I think he beat him then.
All right, go back and watch that battle.
Yeah, man. What you think about Oops and Redman? I said Redman. Old Red.
Yo, that Oops and Old Red, B. That shit is close, yo.
I ain't hear you mention that. What you think about that?
Nah, but I'm saving more for the recaps and that's coming tomorrow.
I got you. I ain't mean to put you on the spot.
I talked about it a little bit. I ain't breaking balls down on that. You know what I'm saying? I was rocking with. Damn, son, that first round.
Well, you think he slipped up? So that kind of he kind of took away some points because he slipped up, right?
Oh, you have to though.
Yeah, indeed. But
you know
I think.
Right? I don't know. I'm a blogger tomorrow. I'm doing the DNA and Tay Rock joint tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you got to break that down because that shit ain't make no sense. And I saw the Unbiased. I don't want to mention his name. But Unbiased had some good points though. He broke it down, and he gave you a different perspective of it because a lot of corny shit was gas. It was really crazy. And some still gave it to DNA 2-1, and I won't even be mad about that. Real talk.
So who Unbiased had?
Huh?
Who he picked? He picked DNA?
I said some people. I didn't say I picked them. But I think the first round was very close. It wasn't what people seen. The second round, of course, DNA. And the third, of course, Tay Rock. But the first is where you judging at.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
I'm not going to say he got 3-0'd and all that shit. Say that again?
You think that thing DNA got the? Yo, let me shut up.
No, the first is the. You don't think the first was slightly or very debatable?
Mm-hmm.
If you really look at it, like I watched it twice, bro, and it wasn't nowhere where people was talking about him getting 3-0'd. Nah, never that.
Yo, it's
and
a
I really don't.
Battle, but people are like kind of wild, I think.
I don't know the fans. I think Rock is just a fan favorite to where they just overlook a whole bunch of weak shit. Like, it was crazy to me, my dude. And
he wasn't even amped up or none of that. Like, he usually be spazzing. Like, he wasn't even doing all that. So now it's just like.
Who, DNA?
Nah, Tay Rock.
Oh, I think
DNA confidence
was
more amped than Tay Rock.
Yeah, after the crowd started fucking him, he turned his back and it was over from there.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
It was over from there. You already knew his confidence level was down. So he was just like, oh, word? Y'all ain't fucking with me? Fuck it. Fuck y'all too. But, yo, I had a discussion with my man. I said, yo, I think Briz a cook rock, man. What
you think?
What? I think Briz roasting a cook rock.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he got. They have similarities. And they're very unorthodox.
Briz roasting with cook Tay Rock?
Yeah, man. Yes.
Well, one of the Tay Rock is a vet, son. You know,
so, Briz, people just think Briz, since Briz been in UIL, he just got there. That boy is 17-1. His only loss was against T-Top. So Briz don't have veteran bars?
Veteran bars? I mean, Briz
veteran
bars,
aggression.
Dude.
Man. I don't know. I'm not reaching, man. I only reach for money, man. I just think that he's talented. He needs the better comp because these lightweight niggas, he's running through them.
I can't believe that Briz would smash him. Nah.
I'll say 2-1.
But hey, call him, man. We salute you calling them, bro.
Nah, I salute for y'all having me in peace. Keep it up.
All right, guys. All
right, one.
I can't believe you, God. I can't believe you. In your old age, you are slipping. You let this man just get away with saying, Briz a kill.
Hold on. We got a special call on. Is he on one?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to try to get the call on. I'm like, Briz, come on, son. You hear me go back? What's good?
That was crazy.
You on one?
All right, special caller, special guest, you there?
Hello, this is Danny.
What's going on, Danny Mice?
Chilling. I ain't no damn special caller. I'm a regular nigga.
You regular?
You are special to us.
I'm
special,
regular,
to
man.
Us.
Come on, man. I just rap.
But Danny, I'm saying it. Yo, but then, yo, what's going on, bro? You ain't get paid for 3 shows? Like, these people are asking how that happened. What happened?
Yeah! Man, I'm in the mix trying to figure out what's going on with y'all. Shit, you feel me? You know, I'm just trying to figure it out, too, man. Niggas is waiting in the wings before.
I mean,
you know, I don't want to act. I try to remain civil, you know, because when I go. There, you feel me? I go all the way there. You know what I mean? So I be trying to just chill for a minute before I actually turn the switch on. So I'm just chilling right now, man.
I mean, the whole thing that doesn't make sense is, all right, if you're all for the first battle, then what? They just said we got you, and then you take the second battle. I mean, how is this working? What happened? Can you break it down?
What you mean? Starting with the KZ battle, right?
I have no clue. Like. How many battles it is?
You mean with King of the Dot? King of the Dot. Is that what you're speaking on?
I guess. I don't know. What battles are you waiting for? What battles are you waiting for?
I had to just take the L on the KG battle because everybody kind of spun me around. You know what I'm saying? As far as my payment for the battle, because one person said, well, go ask this person for the money. And then I go ask so-and-so, and he like, well, you go ask so-and-so. And I know to him, maybe, you know, so I just was like, man, I'm out of here. Because, you know, I was tired. I was ready to go home. I'm like, I'll just call tomorrow. Or I'll call whoever tomorrow and figure out, you know, who's going to send me my bread. And nobody ever got back to me. So I took the L on the KG battle. And that's why in the KG battle, in his third round, he brought it up. He was like, yo, they weren't even going to pay you for this battle. But I had to, he said something like, they weren't even going to pay you for this. And I had to try to tell him this. Whatever he said, but that shit was real. What he said though,
damn.
And then so I, you know, I just like fuck it. I never got paid for it. So when it came to my next battle with NK, I demanded really. I kind of just demanded myself like, hey, I don't even want no fucking money for this because the way y'all niggas did me last time, I'm not finna keep looking around and asking niggas. Oh, let me just battle this boy, man. Let me just battle this nigga.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Let me just get my niggas in the building. Fuck the money. I'm cool. I personally took the big K really because I was so frustrated with how they did me. The K, we got
what?
It was so. So now
my nigga, are you sitting here telling me that okay, they did you dirty the first battle, so you were so mad because they had you looking for everybody to get paid and never got back
all
at
right.
you.
Right.
So you pretty much did it for free because you was mad at them for the first, so you didn't want no money for the second.
No, I just was more frustrated. Like I'm not finna ask around. I'm not finna look around because you know everybody just keep passing the buck on who's supposed to pay. And now it's the same thing now. Like with this shit, with the hardest battle. You know what I'm saying? Like first of all, I'm gonna say this.
Hold on. So you are you telling me you were so frustrated you gave them a free battle?
Yeah, I just wanted to battle Big K. Like I be telling niggas real shit. Like
I really don't
do this for the money. I just battle because I like to battle. Like the money they give me for these battles, Like I be like kind of cool on it sometimes. Really, I just battle. I just be battling, but I took the Big K battle for free on purpose. As like more of a stand, like y'all niggas is foul. I ain't finna beg no nigga for nothing. Who's letting me battle because the fans want to see the battle, man? I'm not gonna cancel the battle because
this is crazy what you are saying right now, B. This don't, my nigga. This is crazy.
He'll tell you. I told him like, you know what, my nigga, I'm cool. Just whatever y'all pay Big K for that, I don't even know. I just know I didn't get a dollar for the Big K battle. I ain't getting nothing but my shoes stolen for that. The only thing I left out there with, you know what I'm saying, nigga, I actually lost my fucking shoes. With the hardest battle, okay, Aspect set it up, and then I guess he no longer was with King of the Dot no more, so nobody kind of knew who was supposed to pay me. I'm like, truthfully, I don't give a fuck who was supposed to pay me. One of y'all niggas got to come up out your pockets and give me this. You know what I'm saying? So the day after the hardest battle, because mind you, I did the hardest battle, didn't get paid. I'm looking for Lush One. I'm calling them. I'm getting different this, different that, and then I pressed. I didn't press them. I ran up on Lush One at the Disaster Cassidy battle the second day in the garage, and he wound up having somebody give me a couple dollars out of what I was actually owed and told me that he would Western Union me the rest in 3 days, which I never received even till this day.
Mm.
So now it's like, I where do I go from here? What do I do? What do niggas do? Get violent or protest, put niggas on blast? Because I like to deal with niggas behind scenes and talk to niggas man to man. Let me know what's going on. Even like I felt with Lush. If the money fucked up, just tell me it's fucked up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real. Don't tell me this, oh, well, this happened and this happened, but we're going to get you on this day. Then that day come and now it's another story. Then that day come and it's something else. But then I'm hearing this nigga got his money. That nigga got his money. Or that nigga got some of his money, but I ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, question. Yeah. I actually heard something recently. Did you have anybody in a Porsche recently or anything like that or not?
No.
Yeah, I heard some crazy jokes.
But I did, you know, I mean, I did hear like crazy stories about certain people flossing and flying motherfuckers in and staying at Four Seasons and just living it up.
I'm here, y'all. A lot of that money got blown. And I'm starting to head today, man. I'm here, niggas buying
pictures. Hey, well, hey, the thing is, I'm at the point right now where it's like somebody got to give me something. Now, like, I don't care if you got to call a nigga and borrow. Just give me what the rest I was owed, and we can move on.
Danny,
if the money fucked up, it's gone. If the money gone, it's gone. But what you owe people, you gotta go get that somehow. Somehow, because if this is like dealing in the street, if you owe a nigga some bread, you can't tell that nigga no story. You gonna be like, nigga, I don't give a fuck what happened to your check, nigga.
Right.
Go get my money from somebody. Oh, well, hey, I was waiting on this check to come through. It came, but it was kind of short, so I can't really. No, nigga. Go to your mama or your homie and give me what you owe, or it's going to be a problem. So I just been chilling before I get to the problem point. I heard other niggas actually got to the problem point, and they when they did that, they got their money.
Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Danny. We know, okay. I am
they're
just
taking
trying
advantage
to
of you, man. You're too nice.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. I am. I know you're a businessman, but when it comes to people that you fuck with, you have to know them as the motherfuckers that's going to be the ones that sometimes may try to put the guilt trip on you. There can't be any friends in battle rap or in business.
Absolutely correct. You know, but a nigga don't learn this shit until you actually go through the shit. You feel me? I didn't get in this because I done been to other events where I got off the plane and a motherfucker handed me my money.
Mm-hmm.
I done been to local hood shit where when I got there, niggas gave me bread out their pocket.
Man, you got 10 kids. You better get your money, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, if these other like smaller and other off-brand leagues or whatever y'all may call them can pay and do business proper and accordingly and in a timely fashion, then I expect y'all to be able to do the same thing regardless of whatever happened to the money.
Absolutely.
Make it right. If it ain't right, make it right. Get it right. Get this shit. Make something happen. Cause it's like I don't want to go there to where I really gotta go there. You feel me? Like, cause
I mean, you can't take them to court.
Like, I can't really say. You feel me? Like, I just know shit behind the scenes. I'm not gonna say on the show. You know what I mean? But I know niggas came and pressed certain niggas and got what they was owed. And had they not done that, they would not have got their money. So, but I just wasn't in the vicinity where I could do the same thing they did. I wasn't in the same area where that happened. I just wasn't there.
Yo, Danny, at this point in time, which specific battle what battle do you want to be compensated for at this point in time?
Really, just the Harlem battle. You know, like, just the Harlem battle. And it's not even like a crazy wild amount of money. That's the most coldest part of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put it like this. I'm actually only owed like $600.
What?
Huh?
Just I'm the realest nigga out here. I always, you know, y'all know me by now. I'm the realest nigga out. Basically, this is really over a funky $600, and that's why I'm not really stressing or pressing over because any nigga that know me know my get out, and they know, you know what I'm saying, the money, my money right, you feel me? So over $600, it ain't worth going to beat a nigga head in and all that funky shit, but it's the principle. It's the principle because this has been a pattern of this happening to me, and it's not a specific person's fault. It's just been miscommunication, and I'm like, but y'all don't never have these miscommunication problems with the other niggas on the call. So like she just brought up, it's a point to where they just take advantage of a nigga who ain't really stressed over bread like that. So they're like, oh, well, they probably look at it like that, too. Like, oh, well, this nigga got bread. He can get money outside of battle rap. So if this nigga can pay Reg 12 and John 3 and Dot Bread and Dot whatever, they know what I'm, you know what I'm saying? Then he ain't worried about these funky dollars. I'm going to pay these niggas first. We'll get to him when we get to him. That's what it's looking like. You feel me? And I'm like, all right, this is the last straw, though. Like,
okay,
somebody got to make it right.
Okay, so your next battle is going to be where? Where's your next battle at?
We're looking at Milwaukee, March, NT Rex.
Okay.
NT Rex.
Okay.
After that, it's maybe XL in May, Boston. And there's B Magic in June, the next month in St. Louis.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah,
so you got it lined up, but I mean, so how
right,
is this
right.
gonna be? How is your money gonna be worked out? Like, all right. I mean, here's my question. Here's my question. Like, I hate to keep going back to this. Like, so you mean to tell me there's pretty much no way you're gonna get paid for that second battle at all? You're pretty much saying like you were so mad you just battled.
I don't know. Maybe I got to talk to Organic. You feel me, man? I got to call him personally on his phone and talk to him about it and talk to the...
Was it First Coast Media or King of the Dot?
This was all First Coast. This was First Coast.
Oh,
but it's like...
That's not King of the Dot, then.
King of the Dot,
well, connected.
Yeah. Thanks, man. It's like when you can't work nothing out with the nigga at the counter, now you got to go tell him to go get the manager.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, go get the manager, my nigga, because I can't, whatever you talking, I ain't trying to hear. Go get your manager. Let me holler at him. So now that's where I'm at with it. Like, I don't even want to talk to nobody else.
Okay.
Now I'm going to call Organic my damn self. I was just trying to get niggas like a couple more days to call me. I ain't call nobody. I ain't text nobody. I ain't ask and beg nobody. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, yo, but my nigga,
but bro,
I understand.
Hey, bro, I'm a nigga that if a nigga owe you bread, you should never have to go and beg that nigga for something he owe you. A nigga's supposed to call your phone and say, even if you don't got it, at least call you and say, hey, bro, I know I'm supposed to have it today, but I ain't got it, bro, and just give me another couple of days. And then whatever ensues after that happens, whether y'all work it out, and you say, okay, that's cool. At least tell me something. But when you don't even acknowledge it, you don't call, you're okay. But I gotta text and call you and repeatedly text and call. No, I'm not doing that. Don't chase no nigga for my fucking money. When I see you, and then you'll just know why this happened. You feel me?
Yo, Danny,
I'm there with it, man. I'm done. Like, I'm done with that real shit.
Do you feel they misinterpret your kindness for weakness a lot of the times, man?
I absolutely, but niggas, I swear, niggas get this battle rap shit fucked up with real life. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't like I. That's where niggas be getting shit fucked up. Cause then when you see Danny. When you see Danny the next time, it ain't on no battle stage. This ain't nothing had nothing to do with a battle. This other shit. And I really try not to go there with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Especially over petty shit like this. And this is petty dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Petty dollars, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. But it's the principle though. It's the principle. I don't care if it was $5. It's the principle. Give me my $5.
Yeah, because you know, a lot of people add up after a while too, like
right,
to
right.
thousands and shit. So that's
right,
crazy,
right.
man.
If you count the 900 I did not receive for the KG battle and the 900? Whatever they was going, yeah, that's what I was getting for the KG battle and didn't get a dollar. Everybody kept saying, "Oh, go talk to him." I'm not the one that was responsible for that. You go talk to him. All right, let me just leave before I blow the fuck up.
Man, you shouldn't have left that event, B. So you got your money.
I had to, though. Because shit was going to get ugly, man.
That they'll just give you the runaround.
Boy, man. that I ain't gonna say on the radio, man. But Big K and them know. Big K and them know what it is with me, man.
Damn.
Because it's almost like it was almost like a miscommunication at the Aver battle. And they did great business, mind you. Hold on, I ain't gonna let me get this clear. Teddy Grizzle and them do excellent business. Excellent business. So after the Aver battle, I they didn't have cash on hand to pay me. All right? They didn't have cash on after the battle. I went to the payman to receive my funds for Aver, and they didn't have no more cash. And I immediately went to my truck. Everybody seen what happened, and I'm like, all right. Because this has happened too many times for me to let it keep going. So now I'm going to go and do some other shit. And the boy Keith said, hey, Myers, we ain't got your bread, but I'm going to take you to the ATM at the 7-Eleven and go pull it off my car and get you what we owe you. See, that's how you make it right. And he did that, and all was well. All was well. That's how you handle shit. Oh, no, we ain't got it on us, but we can go to ATM and get it. And that's what they did. So that's how I feel like with this Harlan situation. Oh, well, we don't have the money and this and that. Okay, but go get it, though. You feel me? You don't got it? That's true. But go get it, though.
Don't right.
Get it.
So that one.
That Danny, you know what? I want to get off the money for just a second because I am feeling a way about that. Let me ask you this, since you brought up Heartless, how do you feel about the fact that the battle is down, that they've
oh
taken the
God.
Battle down?
Oh, shit. Now, on top of me not getting the money, the work that I put in that battle is no longer available, on top of them not having the money. So this is like I'm all the way around salty. Like, nigga, what the fuck, man? Y'all, I just feel like somebody should come out and say something. Tell us what happened. I don't want to hear the story or the speculation. The niggas that's at the top of the film on or the representatives or whoever, they all need to get together and do a blog and say, hey, this is what happened. And this is how we're going to fix it. Don't just let shit be fucked up and then don't say nothing to us and just let it be like that. And that's it. That's the end of the story. Tell us, you know, I need an explanation. The other battlers who was on that card need some type of explanation. Fuck is my battle at, nigga?
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. I'm fucking speechless. I can't even imagine going to work repeatedly and not being paid. I mean, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Man to man, son.
No,
you play
no.
a certain part
that's
in that.
Like you, that's like you building... you're in construction and you're building a building. You didn't get paid last week. You didn't get paid the second week. And then at the time you finish the building get knocked down. And you didn't get paid.
Word.
Damn.
But it's a part of that, Danny, that you set the precedent early with just being so flustered with it in the beginning, allowing them just going, yo, fuck it. I don't even care about the bread for the Big K battle. You set the precedent where they was like, yo, I mean, bread's not an issue with him, and you know certain people are going to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it seems like they're doing to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's bad business. You know what I'm saying? Man shouldn't have to chase nobody for his bread, but them niggas really think, like, you don't give a – like, you love battle rap that much. Like, a nigga don't have 10 kids, and that's how they're treating you right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to rectify this immediately or it's going to continue. You know what I mean? Like, man to man, like, they're going to keep doing it to you, B. And I don't want to see that happen to nobody.
Because this don't happen with no, you know what I'm saying? I don't experience this nowhere else. Like, for the XL battle, which is way in May, the dude Osborne, who's throwing it, sent me my bread already. Like, you feel me? Like, that's how you do business. This shit ain't until May. But the dude called me, said, yo, I'm about to send your money right now. See, I swear to God, 10 minutes later, I had my money. I'm way from Boston or wherever he was at. And it was that easy.
I'm like, damn, if you can take care of business like this, how come I still ain't got my from the Harding battle? It was weeks ago.
This don't make sense.
That don't make sense. That's not how you do business. That's how motherfuckers just stop fucking with you.
I love fucking with
the battle scene. I do this shit, but it gets to a point where we gotta respect me as a man. Fuck Danny the Battler. Respect Danny's the man. You feel me? Because that's what this all boils down to, man. Respecting the man. Live by ethics and principles. Have some integrity to y'all brand. Don't have niggas doing these type of radio shows about you.
Mm.
Niggas supposed to be praising the event. And, yo, the shit was dope. I can't wait till they throw the next one. The Alki shit was dope. We didn't think it was going to be dope, but it was dope. So you getting all this negative backlash. You ain't supposed to hear this. The fans ain't supposed to be hearing this from me, or y'all shouldn't be doing a show about this. This should never happen in battle rap. Never.
Yeah. Question. In your opinion, who was supposed to pay you?
I was just on air, for real.
And
who was supposed to pay you, man? You over here battling for free. Stop playing games, man. Who was supposed to pay you, man?
As I said, I thought Lush One was gonna be handling the money.
Lush?
I thought Lush One was gonna be handling the money.
I'm about to call Aztec One.
Oh shit.
Hold on one second.
I'm frustrated for the nigga. Like, I mean, like, I don't even know this man. I'm frustrated for him. Danny, not to be in your business as a man. Now, I mean, I'm trying to phrase this as carefully as possible. But do you
what
think
you,
because
Dale,
you financially.
Dale, was that you? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yo, Danny, you think that you financially in a different space than a lot of dudes, you don't stress the money and you let it be. Like you allow it to, I mean, affect your business sense sometimes because you are on the bread is not that much to you.
That's part of it, real shit. That's part of it because I'll just be like, man, but it gets to a point where the first time it happened, I took it as it was a miscommunication. Nobody knew. I ain't finna keep asking because I'm not finna keep asking and begging. I don't argue with nobody. It's either one extreme or the other with me.
Right.
Ain't no in between. So I'd rather walk away before I get ignorant.
I need to know Shell's point of view on that.
Hold on.
Second.
One second. We got Lush One in line.
Oh, shit. What up,
dog? Lush One, my bad. Aztec online. It's a long ass week.
What's up? Who's on right now?
We got Danny wanted to say, my nigga, this nigga said they're supposed to pay him for a battle and they ain't paying him. He was so mad he took the next battle for free and shit. This shit is like, what the fuck is that? What's going on over there, my nigga? What was going on over there? You was on King, like, this whole shit is crazy, bro.
Shit, I don't know nothing going on, bro. I'm on the outside looking in. I mean, I'm a spectator. I'm watching it all from the stands.
So can you elaborate on that? What happened to you?
Shit, I quit working for King of the Don in September, and I wound up being relieved from my position from Fresh Coast Media Group. It wasn't so just to be clear, it wasn't Lush's. I guess it wasn't Lush's decision to let me go from Fresh Coast Media Group, but I wind up being relieved of my position. So since October 4th, I have been a free agent. I quit working with King of the Dot September 19th, and then October 4th, I was fired. So that's pretty much my involvement. I went to Ether just as a fan. Lush asked me to go too. He said it would be you know, a good look if I went through for him, you know, just on some homie shit. And at the time, I thought, you know, fuck it, let me go and see what's good. And I kind of, I wouldn't say regret going, but I was just bombarded with a lot of questions and a lot of shit as far as, like, my involvement and how come I wasn't involved and it would have been better if I was involved. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure if it would have been better or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as King of the Dot events, I felt that, like, we had a real good cohesive squad as far as J-Pro, Avocado, Malathion, Lush, myself, you know, whoever else decided to help us with shit. But as far as Ether, I think it was a different thing. I think Lush was just handed too much responsibility to do too much shit, and it kind of, you know, it suffered because he wasn't able to do everything he needed to do. Now, money-wise, I don't know nothing about that shit. Nobody asked me to pay them, so it's not my job. I have nothing to do with that. If somebody is owed money, it's interesting, you know what I'm saying, to say the least, but I'm not here to harp on no niggas, you know what I'm saying, publicly. Like, I'm going to be a G about it and keep it 100, but I'm not no asshole or no liar neither. So, you know, I just want to quell them rumors and shit. I've been hearing that niggas are calling me a liar, compulsive liar, and all this other crazy shit. And I want to publicly ask anybody out there in battle rap, if I've lied to you, to bring that shit to the table. So then that way, you know, we got some clarity, because I just don't like them rumors and shit. So, you know, you've been asking me to come on the station, Angry Fan. I'm on this shit. I don't know what the fuck is good as far as the West Coast involvement with Fresh Coast Media Group and their upcoming events, because obviously I'm not a part of the staff, but I'm not going to shit on these niggas neither and be like, yo, fuck y'all, because at one point these dudes were my, like, close homies and we were talking every day and it was really some other shit. We're trying to get money together. So I'm not trying to act like an asshole, you know, publicly after, especially, like, being in that position, but I will tell you this. Can't nobody play me or tell me that I fucked up their brand or damaged their brand or did anything, because I fucking have wanted to fight motherfuckers for King of the Dot. I have, like, taken reputation hits as far as, like, this battle shit with the Disaster Mass shit from King of the Dot. I put a lot of my, you know, reputation on the line as far as that goes, too. So I think they know that, you know, my best intentions were always down for KOTD, but we just got to a point where it was just kind of, you know, I feel like maybe it was hard for them to work with me because of my stance, and then vice versa at certain times. But, you know, it's business. It ain't nothing personal. Much love to Gannick, love to Gully, Kingfly, Bishop, all them fools. They could say what they say, feel how they feel, but at the end of the day, I'm going to still keep it rocking. And, you know, I know my contribution to the West.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Danny still on too?
Yeah, I'm here.
My nigga Myers, what's good, boy?
What's happening, nigga?
Myers mad as shit right now.
Man, I feel sad, though. Like, I need to fuck with you. Like, I don't like seeing niggas arguing over money and rumors flying and threats flying and all that shit is crazy. And honestly, like, if we doing this shit on a business level and on a corporate level, or at least aspiring to be on a corporate level, there shouldn't be no fuckboy shit where niggas is fighting over scraps, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, cops are shooting niggas right now, and motherfuckers is really getting issues handed to them over real serious shit. So as far as battle rap goes and, like, that shit, I feel like, damn, my nigga, like, we, you know, that should be the rule number one, to take care of the battlers and make sure that they good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's very important, because that's the talent. Those are the niggas that are putting their reputations on the line to make this event go through as well. As, you know, as far as Lush goes, like, that would be my thing that I see on the outside, where it's like, yo, like, we could have tightened that up, you know what I'm saying, like, and made sure these niggas was paid for, or at least if they weren't going to be paid, like, there was some kind of stipulations provided in the contract beforehand, you know, to say, yo, it's going to take us this amount of weeks to pay y'all, or blah, blah, blah. But with this situation, it's looking more unprofessional because there are numerous guys that are asking for money, so it seems like it's a disconnect as far as Lush's, you know, his intentions, and then the battlers, you know, their needs or whatever, and everybody's looking at each other like, oh, well, stall me out, or you owe me this, but hold up, like, you know what I'm saying? And I think when it gets to that level, the only thing that can fix everything is motherfuckers getting paid, and then those cats as well being like, yo, like,
I understand the situation of the business. This is battle rap. Niggas lose money all the time. But Lush also being like, yo, homies, like, you know, I take the brunt of this responsibility, but at the same time, allow me to get some money straight. So then that way we can, you know, make sure shit is cool. Because, I, you know, if niggas is arguing and turning it into some street shit over fucking battle rap money, then how you think motherfuckers on the outside is looking at us? And I'm still, and I'm in position to do some things right now as far as battle rap goes on the West Coast. So I don't want that black eye, you know what I'm saying, like, to be a part of a battle rap since fucking the early 90s in L.A. Like, I definitely don't want to carry that flag. So, you know, I think niggas just got to make it right.
Okay, okay, that's what it is, that's what it is. Hey, man, hey, I think, is there any chance we see you somewhere else sooner or anything? Any other leagues, whatever, what's going to do now?
I mean, I got a couple leagues asking me to go host and shit. You know, I'm working with these cats in Texas right now. They want to bring me out there and kind of help them organize the card. And then a couple other leagues, you know, I'm going to keep that on the hush. It's been hollering at your boy to kind of assume responsibilities, you know, and for their companies and shit. So I'm going to keep it on the low. I'm going to let the information come out when it's official. Everything is locked down and we're ready to rock.
And if
anybody called me a traitor, you can't call me a traitor because I started this shit on the West Coast. I was one of the first niggas putting up money to tote battles, to book No Can Do, Dumbfounded, Alpha, Satire, all them first class niggas that are, you know, might get an opportunity to come back to battle rap now. I was a part of that first generation, like really holding it down. So, you know, a lot of niggas don't know my history because I'm not blah, blah, blah on every interview and every blog and asking niggas to fucking talk about me. So, you know, sometimes I got to speak up for myself. So, you know, niggas, check your history. I've been around this whole 2000 decade, you know, holding battles down and even producer battles out in L.A. at the same time. So, you know, moves is getting made. Niggas better support me. If they don't, stay out the way. If they don't, they're getting trampled. Simple as that.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, man, appreciate you calling the show up, man. Real shit. We'll have you on Monday.
Yeah, we back on Monday. We're
going to
go way more in detail and holler at some shit. You feel me?
That's what it is, man. Yo, my
hot
Monday, kid.
All right, y'all. Stay up. Myers, I holler.
Oh. Thank
you. Yo, is Shell still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to let Aspect One say his piece because there's no issue there with Aspect One. He's always been straightforward. He's been somebody that's real good to work with. But once he left, I mean, the communication just completely went downhill. Like, we had nobody to contact or get information from. So, salute to him. He's always been real when it comes to handling business or trying to do his best to inform us and things like that.
Right.
So, you're Danny Meyer's manager, correct?
Yes, I am Danny Myers' manager. And I want to speak to the other day when I came on the line, I was trying to be peaceful in that situation. I wasn't going to come on here sounding like some crazy, shouting, loony-ass lady because we were trying to give Lush One the opportunity to make this shit right. And I feel like this is a classic case of friends should not do business. When you have friends doing business, one friend is going to take advantage of the other. That's my opinion on the outside looking in. And going forward, we can't afford to have no shit like this happen again. It's not going to happen again. If I speak to somebody or hit somebody up or Danny speak to somebody, we're going to do this thing the right way. But we've never had this problem with anybody else. So I feel like it's a case of friends that should not be doing business.
Man, this whole situation. I mean, so how did this feel? How did this happen? This shit is crazy. I don't understand how, like, niggas just ain't just forgot about it seems like, or what the hell?
And it's fucked up because we still haven't heard from that nigga. Like, we gave you the opportunity. We were respectful. We did what we supposed to do, and we still haven't heard from you. So at this point, I'm even thinking about Danny. Please don't take no battles with them.
Danny,
I'm here.
He listening.
The lady speaks.
You know what I'm saying? I trust her judgment. She been guiding me since the start, and I'm at where I'm at. Due to her expertise in this culture and she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of these situations it's really my fault. What happened was when I'm getting at them on some old, all right, my nigga, I'll see you when I get there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting at them on a one-on-one basis as opposed to, hold on, don't talk to me about this, call Shell. And
yep. I'm just so worked up. But that's an issue. That is a huge issue, you guys. They like, who are you? You manage, like, no disrespect, or with all due respect, but I don't deal with managers or I don't talk to managers. But I'm the motherfucker that's going to get this shit done. So why wouldn't you talk to me? That don't make no fucking sense to me. It don't make no sense. I take that as disrespect. And when any of you say that shit to me, my radar goes up. That means you own something, or you up to something, or you trying to get something out of him. And every time I say that, the shit is true. Look where we are now.
I mean, was there any way you could have went to court or something? Nothing? No paperwork or no contract, no nothing?
We got a contract. We can go to court on this.
Oh, you can. You just don't want to, or you didn't choose to yet.
Right.
Or
no, I told her no. I told her no. Like, I don't, come on, man. Like, real shit, I don't, nah, definitely not that.
Okay.
Definitely not that. I don't do none of that. I don't do none of that. Nah, I deal with niggas when I, you know what I'm saying?
But let me, okay. You know what? I made a post in the group about this. And I understand the realness of it and what have you. But here's the thing. This is a business, Danny. This is, you run businesses, bro. This is a business. If somebody basically does something that or messes with your money or whatever the case may be, you take legal action. You will lose your life one way or another. Not you. I'm just saying in general. Over money, like you said, it was minuscule, but at the end of the day, it's business. It's a principle. If you get something legally documented, court ordered, that's the way you run down on a motherfucker. Somebody that owns something, you can take somebody's house from them. That's the way you play the game, because you wasted my fucking time. Damn, you're three battles in with these motherfuckers, really.
Hold on. Go ahead, Dan.
I think part of my problem, I be dealing with shit the street way too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm too much of a hood nigga. Like, I'm just too much of a hood nigga that South Central shit still in me. Like, but I am able to differentiate and know when to be in business mode and when to be back in South Central mode. You feel me? And
right.
I just never had to even be in a situation where I had to try to take somebody to court or... I never in my life did no shit like that. You know what I mean? Any dispute I had, we held court in the street all the time. But now that this is a business, I mean, if it had to do something like that, you know what I'm saying? That's what Shell built.
I mean, nobody wants to even go there, bro. It's about you. It's about you getting you battling. And I don't even know if you're not even making the best choices, it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he has to trust that process. Like, if somebody hits him up to say, Danny, you want a battle? You know, you got so many people that's latching onto him, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I love that Danny is a likable and lovable person. But when these people hit you up about business, it should be talk to Shell. Then that way we can get that shit squared away. You know what I'm saying? Because these people try to latch on and be friends and use that to get you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm stressing this shit because that's what happened here. And I feel like several other people are trying to do that as well.
I'm trying to do, like, play Danny.
Of course. Try to take advantage of him.
I mean, but hold on. See, I guess the problem that I actually have with this is like, you're making it seem like he's a little child or something like that. Like, nah, like, he can say no, I would think, at times, too.
No, right? I'm not treating him like a child. I'm just trying to do my job. No, I'm just trying to do my job. If I'm the manager and it's presented to you that I'm Danny's manager and I'm his representation, shouldn't I be the person that handles the business?
Yes, so then there should be business done unless it's going through you, right?
Correct. If the business is going through me and I'm serving a purpose to get his business taken care of, that's what I'm here for. But I just don't like when people take advantage of him. And I'm putting it out there because that's what it is.
Okay.
Shell, in all honesty, do you feel Danny being the good nigga he is, the passionate nigga he is about battle rap, that sometimes he enables people to do some of the crummy shit they doing?
Yeah. I was kind of feeling what you were saying before people knew I was on the line or whatever. I kind of feel like they try to take advantage of his kindness. He is a nice person, but they don't know Danny Myers. They just know what they see on the internet or in these videos or on the battles. And he really is with that shit. So it's like once they see that, they feel like they can take advantage of that. They're not going to respect anything else. Oh, shit, he got money. He don't need my money. Shit, I'm going to try to get him to come battle. What the hell I need to talk to her for?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want this to be rectified. If he can't pay him his money that he owes, then fine. We'll have to move on. We can't do no more Fresh Coast battles. It don't make sense to go back and do any more Fresh Coast battles. I feel like it was a friendship that went south. Or he took advantage of it, and he really wasn't his friend, in my opinion.
Sheesh. So it's
rectified because in all reality, Danny's one of the faces, you know what I'm saying, over there. You know what I'm saying? And, and he's absolutely one of the most talented, passionate people in the game, period. So when shit like this happens, you go, wait. You know, that's going to just, I think, deter other niggas that aren't from that platform from working over there. He's the nigga y'all got to do good business with. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might be the one.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So I mean, this and the saddest part of this is it seems to be over a couple of dollars. In retrospect, like it ain't that much bread. How you don't fix this? I don't know. But you know, it's always three sides to a story. So I hope it gets done because you know it's gonna just fuck the game up, man. This paper shit really fucks the game up.
Beyond.
I mean, we hear rumors just like everybody else that the money was spent. You know what I'm saying? And if you put a lot of money like that in somebody's hand, they ain't never had money like that before. You know what I'm saying? Anything is possible. But damn, at least take care of the people that you claim are your dudes or are your homies or whatever. You want to make sure home is good, but it's fucked up. It's fucked up. A lot of people are just not to be trusted when it comes to money. And that's where the paperwork in the business needs to come in.
Is there paperwork at this time stating that, you know, Danny's owed X amount of money or whatever?
Yeah, I have a contract.
Okay.
Matter of fact, aspect one was that's what I was speaking to earlier. He was the person that was handling the contract on this, and we had a good back and forth. I had no issues with that. And once he disappeared, because I didn't know what was going on, I didn't know that he left the Fresh Coast or whatever. I didn't know what was going on. So once he disappeared, it was like, what the hell is going on? You know what I'm saying? So we were kind of lost. Like, okay, well, who do we contact? So that automatically goes to Lush One. And Lush One we're not getting anywhere with that. Where's our money?
So it seems to be that aspect. One was the pretty much, the liaison between, you know, a lot of the battlers, and one teacher, mysteriously just wasn't there anymore. All lines of communication pretty much fell through.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what had happened. Mm. And just me knowing, like, the next person in line to holler at, you know, Lush, I'm figuring he already got everything is good. I went to L.A. I got out there. We filmed a little segment for the Heartless part. You know, like, everything's good. And he talking to, like, the guy's got so much money from behind it. It's going to be the greatest event. So, at that point, you can't predict the bullshit that'll happen. You're just hoping for, success, a successful event, and to do good in your own particular battle. That's what the battler is worried about. The battler not, you know what I'm saying? The battler's job is to battle.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Lush stated, I asked him specifically, like, yo, did you reiterate to these dudes that, the dude Alki Davis or, just film on Stop Sending Monies and the money's funny now? He said he reached out to all of y'all. Did he reach out to you personally or Shell?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not heard from Lush One at all.
Oh, that ain't good. That ain't good at all. It seems a lot of the bullshit that happens in battle rap to be rectified through dialogue. Like, niggas don't even reach out to each other.
Thank
and
you.
Really
thank
just
you.
Communicate
I,
shit.
Thank you. I was saying this earlier. It's just a matter of communication. It's like everybody wants to be a boss. Everybody wants to be a chief instead of taking the time to learn the culture and actually learn how to do business with people. Like, if you just take time to foster your relationships and learn how to do business, we won't have half the bullshit going on in battle rap that we do right now. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, in my eyes, and I hate to be this way, but my opinion of Lush was like he wanted to be the king. He wanted to be in charge. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you in charge, you should know what you're doing, or you delegate people to get done. And when you the king and being in charge, it was more of like, I want to be like Diddy, look, flashy and shit. But you're not taking care of your business, so how does that work?
And that
will leave the door open for people like me. And I know what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help these people. And we got people like that taking advantage of them. And that fucking pisses me off.
So hold on, Shaw. So I'm trying to figure out, like, so was it was Fresh Coast Media Group, right, that was saying?
Yes.
So that's the same thing as King of the Dutch, that's connected to King of the Dutch. That's what Aztec was pretty much saying.
Now here's my confusion, and I feel where you, because I heard you ask that earlier, and I feel what you're asking, but it's like y'all all connected some kind of way. Because when you told Danny he got to get his money from J-Pro told him he got to get his money from Lush One. Lush One says you got to get the money from somebody else. But then a King of the Dot representative reaches out to him when there's a problem. So are you guys working together or not? I mean, we don't have clarification on that, but it's like it's a game there. I don't know what's going on with that.
But that King of the Dot is somehow connected somewhere. I got to go by the head. I got to see what I said once said again. I don't know. We'll see on Monday. This doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Nah. Yo, Shell, no offense. Do you think sometimes as a manager, as a female manager, you're given the runaround due to the fact you're female?
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm treated like a second-class citizen. I mean, I got in an argument with a league owner today. Like, who are you? It's always who are you? I don't deal with managers. I deal directly with the artist. And like I said before, my fucking red flag goes up. When you say some shit like that to me, it's either because I'm a female or because you're up to something. You're trying to use them some type of way. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a league owner or somebody trying to put a car together and you're about your shit, you shouldn't have no problems with talking to an artist representation. That's how this shit works. But hell yeah, I feel like they be acting on some bullshit because I'm a female, of course.
Okay.
And I'm smarter than a lot of them. I'm smarter than a lot of them, and they don't like it. I'm going to talk that shit because I see them doing the shit that I've been doing. So I know I'm doing something right.
Shout out to Shell, man, for blazing trails in this battle rap culture. Female manager out here doing great work and probably getting underappreciated. Probably just getting you know, niggas want to use and talk down, talk her and not respect her. But in the end, they gonna respect. They have to.
Have any of y'all reached the organic? Last question. See if he knew anything about it or not.
I said that earlier. I said that's. I said when you can't deal with the cashier, you got to talk to the manager, the owner. So I'm gonna call his phone directly by tomorrow, and I'm gonna square this way with him.
Yeah.
Cause I'm at the point I don't want to talk to nobody. Don't call me. I'm not calling you. I'm gonna talk to this man, and he's gonna get to the bottom of it.
This looks crazy right here. But hey, Hey, Shell, Danny, man, we appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thank you for having us on, y'all, to kind of try to clear the air. If anybody has questions of me, I'm a cool person. Like, y'all ain't got to be afraid. Inbox me, hit me up. I'll respond as soon as I'm able to. But thank you so much for having us on.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You are hype. You ain't that cool. You are hype.
Right. I my nigga. I'm going to get that.
Thank you. Much love. All right. That's really time to sign off, man. It's your boy, Angry Fan 007. You listen to Angry Fans Radio. Holla at you niggas Monday, man. I'm out.
It's your girl, Wing. Thanks for rocking with us. See you Monday, unless something else happens in battle rap.
Yo, it's Uncle Henny. Now, me, hope y'all enjoyed the show last minute and shit, but, you know, I think it was a good one. Enjoy y'all weekend. See y'all Monday. We out.